The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We are here to empower you. That's what we're going to do. We're going to give you information that is going to benefit you. They're going to make you stronger, more independent. What do you say? That's what Herb Talk's about. Thanks for joining us here. Welcome to the show on American Voice Radio, Herb Talk Live. We're going to be talking about some really unbelievable things that are happening. And we got some things to talk about as far as what's up with America and how that's affecting everybody's health. And also we're going to talk about hormones because lately, you know, everybody's on this, you know, lose weight kick after the holidays. So we're going to look at hormones having something to do with that and what you can do about it. And if we get time, we'll talk about kidney stones. That's what we're on the agenda. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that, and don't forget, coming up next Tuesday on the 21st, Dr. Carly is going to be our guest. She'll be with us. And she'll be enlightening us all there. And then coming up in March on, I believe, the 1st, yep, John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group is going to be with us sharing some natural ways to improve our eyesight. And I'll be giving an update on how I'm doing with his new vision kit. His link is on our homepage at thepowerherbs.com. So right on the homepage, you can click on the link to go over to Dr. Banker's website if you'd like. And let's see, I think that's about it as far as guests coming up. And without, well, let's do a big Semper Fi and salute to our military, praying for them. That's right. We want to lift them up in prayer and pray for their protection. They're somebody's daughter, somebody's son out there, somebody's husband or wife. So we want to lift them up in prayer as protection. Somebody's mom and dad, right? We're also going to pray for America. And let me tell you, the first part of the show, we're going to hit that a little harder tonight. We need prayer. We need America to get back on track. So we're going to do that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th century.
Daffy. Okay, well, Texas, guess what Texas is doing? You know, that Governor Rick Perry, he's back in Texas. And, you know, he's busy. He's signing new laws, new legislation that's requiring all college students, including those living off campus, to get injected with the meningitis vaccine. Yep. The new guidelines require that all students under the age of 30 show either proof of vaccination or a signed affidavit of exemption before being allowed into class. This is effective beginning the spring semester of this year, and all students enrolled in both public and private colleges and universities all across Texas are mandated. It's required to get the shot. Now, the entire state of Texas only had about 34 reported cases of meningitis among young people between the ages of 15 and 29 since 2009. What else we got? Indiana's reporting measles outbreak, 10 cases. We got 10 cases of measles occurring in some children and adults. Apparently all the people came from Boone and Hamilton County, according to the Indiana State Departments of Health, and they think there's some sort of link. They may have come in contact with somebody at the Super Bowl, so they're running that down, of course. But, of course, you know, measles in a healthy person, usually not a problem. What else we got? Researchers taking some time out to debate this decision about this bird flu thing. You know, scientists, they want to tinker with that little thing called, you know, a pathogen and mutate it. And so now there's a moratorium. A 60-day moratorium that was started on the 20th of January by flu researchers from around the world, more than 30 teams in all. They say any research involving high pathogenic avian influenza viruses that produce easily and are contagious forms of the virus, nobody can do anything for 60 days. Yeah, 22 bird flu experts are meeting at the World Health Organization this week. They will be deciding just how far scientists can go in creating lethal mutant viruses in the name of research. Oh, my goodness. Experts are saying that no amount of censorship, no global regulation, no shutting down of research projects is going to stop any rogue scientists from getting the tools to create and release any pathogenic avian virus. And according to Wendy Barclay, an expert in flu virology at Imperial College in London, she says this: it doesn't really matter how much you restrict scientists from doing good, bad people can still do bad things. Uh-huh. Well, the WHO called the meeting. It's in Geneva. They're going to work out some sort of agreement between scientists that have studied the mutations needed to make your avian flu transmit between mammals. U.S. biosecurity chiefs who want their work censored and redacted before it goes into scientific journals, because there are a couple of teams in the U.S. and Netherlands that were able to tweak that pathogen, and it was airborne, and it transmitted to animals. So they They just want to just open Pandora's box. Okay, moving along. Quack report here. GMOs, according to a world-renowned midwife, Robin Lim, she says that they have been seeing an increase in placenta cord, umbilical cord deformities, abnormalities, since GMOs came on the market. So they think there's some sort of link there. But, of course, the media is not wanting to even address that. Also, speaking of moms, if you're out there, you have a baby, you stay home for 6 weeks, and then you go back to work, get ready. If you've been breastfeeding, you may get fired or laid off if you continue to pump breast milk at work. Oh, my goodness, because according to U.S. District Judge, the Honorable Judge Lynn Hughes of Houston, Texas, they don't believe that lactation has anything, any relation to pregnancy at all. Now, there's some common sense. My goodness. So apparently, Donica Venters, she worked for Houston Funding. She kept in contact with the office while she was on her pregnancy leave. She gets back to work, and she asks her boss, can I use this private room over here? Nobody's using it. It's on my break. I want to just, you know, express pump some breast milk to take home later for my baby. They fired her. Yeah. So anyway, they were saying, you know, sex discrimination, but a judge said, no, lactating has nothing to do with that. All right, antioxidants is up next. Chickweed, special herb, one of God's, you know, creations, helps with eczema, hemorrhoids, and now they think cancer. Yeah, chickweed has been used by herbalists and to help with those types of skin conditions and inflammation. One report published at the University of Maryland Medical Center suggesting that chickweed, using it as an herbal supplement, is excellent at treating eczema along with chamomile and relieves the itching and the redness and inflammation. But they said more scientific data is needed right now. There's not enough scientific data to convince them. Also, John Christopher, one of the greatest master herbalists of the 20th century, he used chickweed as a remedy for hemorrhoids. Of course, Dr. Christopher said hemorrhoids were actually caused by eating too much sugar in the form of candy, pastry, soft drinks, bread, and coffee drinks. He said the sugar will leach the calcium from the body, and so does alcohol and tobacco products. And any product that contains white flour is going to do that. And one of the first places to become weak with calcium is going to be the cardiovascular system. And then if you get a little bit sluggish in the bowel, get a little constipated, what happens is it puts a lot of pressure on the rectum where a lot of the sugar continues to affect the tissues there. Weakens the blood vessels, and of course then you get the swelling and the hemorrhoids. So do a couple of warm little sitz baths with some chickweed tea, and that'll fix you right up. Yep. And then on this one medical study published in March of 2009 in the Plant Foods and Human Nutrition, they said chickweed has a lot of antioxidants. Highest antioxidant they found to treat cancer properties. So it's the highest antioxidant from your vegetable base to treat certain kinds of cancer. So chickweed. And let's see, last but not least in the Quack Report, here's a study that says grapes can prevent blindness and age-related macular degeneration. So we're going to add that to our eye kit and Dr. John Christopher's herbal eyewash for vision problems. Yeah, the age-related macular degeneration, that progressive eye condition that leads to deterioration of the center of the retina called the macula, and it's a leading cause of blindness in the elderly. Well, this study that they published in the Journal of Free Radical Biology and Medicine said that if you eat grapes, eat them pretty consistently in your diet, it can help prevent age-related macular degeneration. The grapes have high antioxidants. They say is responsible for the protective effect to shield you against the exposure to sun and high-intensity light sources. So eat some grapes out there. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks. Thank you, Frank. That's Magical Engineer Frank. All right, we're going to talk about some things that are kind of unbelievable. Really, we are. We're going to get down with it. Yes, we are. Because it's kind of unbelievable what is happening in a once Christian country called America. The news is kind of going crazy lately. They're calling Obama the closest thing there is to Jesus. And why are they saying that? Well, the reason was the world is reasoning that forcibly taking from those who produce and giving it to those who loaf is what is called charity. That's what they're saying. Of course, this is the opposite of what the Bible teaches. And America has been slowly transforming from a country of God-given rights to a slave-controlled police state. You know it. You've been sensing it. Now, the transformation has sped up in the last 4 years, and evil people in positions of power have corrupted the land, and they've driven out the Spirit of the Lord. And America is in captivity. Yes, it is, because the opposite of liberty is captivity. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Hey, that's the word of God. He's the authority. And you can read that in Proverbs 29. And also he says, now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And that's in 2 Corinthians 3. So if we don't have liberty in America, where is the Lord? He's not here. And you know what? I say we should hate what God hates. That's what I say. Because according to the word of God, the righteous should rise up against evil. You know, it is obedience to God to resist tyranny. That's right. So right now, you know, I believe God's people are holding back the gates of hell because God has risen up a people for a time such as this. I think so. And the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. And what is evil? Pride, arrogance, evil ways, froward mouth, which is, you know, verbal abuse. And the Lord hates this. You can read about it. And if you hate the Lord, you love death. That's in Proverbs 8. So these are things God hates. And if you don't hate those things, you're an enemy of God. Let's talk about some of the state agents that we're getting, courtesy of the new administration we have. In North Carolina and in most states now, if you have a child in daycare, public school, or in an after-school program, and that program receives government funding, parents are told how to feed their children. I'm not kidding. So if you don't want your child eating the lunch at the daycare or at the school, then you're going to be given a contract to sign as the parent, which you agree to accept what the state says you are to pack in your child's lunch. So the contract is pretty specific down to the ounces of each food group that you're to include in that lunch, whether your kid's going to eat it or not. It's got to be in there. You talk about wasteful. Oh, yeah. So if your child has an allergy to milk, let's say, you have to include a milk substitute product. Okay, so if your child's not going to drink the milk substitute product, the school's going to discard it, but you're required to send it to be thrown away. So if you don't go along with the state telling you how to feed your child, they cannot attend that school or that program. So, you know, you've got the world government telling you what you can eat, and what you must buy, you know, health insurance. And coming soon from the Obamacare is a 3% realty tax on the sale of your house and the ability to dip into your bank accounts without any notice. Yeah, that was in the health care plan. Now, I heard Gerald Celente joke on WBT Radio last January that the new niche market was making guillotines. And, you know, I took that seriously, and I was not amused. If anybody reads their scripture, that was kind of scary. Now, I want to read you a quote from Cecil Palmer. It says this, socialized medicine doesn't work in heaven where they don't need it or in hell where they already have it. Well, what are the arguments we're going to make? How are we going to, you know, talk to these people that are at odds, that, you know, just see things so differently. You know, so how do you reason with simple-minded or narcissistic people? How do you? The simple-minded are blind, and the narcissist twists things, and they're going to mean the opposite of what they say, and therefore truth is not in them. So you have no argument, according to them, unless science validates your cause. So your voice is actually silenced unless science agrees with you. Now, recently, the CDC released some scientific research that was published in the American Journal of the Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine, and they were claiming there that there was significant and adequate evidence, scientific evidence, that breastfeeding infants is detrimental to the effectiveness of vaccines. Actually, breastfeeding is going to be detrimental to your employment, apparently. But, therefore, you know, science is telling mothers not to breastfeed their babies. Government's telling you don't breastfeed your babies. So how did these, how do they base their scientific research on this? Well, they claim to have reviewed health reports of children in underdeveloped countries and concluded that breast milk inhibits vaccines from working. Yeah, the mothers in these poor countries, you know, they can't afford that baby formula, so they breastfeed their kids, which is full of immune-boosting lactoferrin and lysozyme and other important immune support so that the children can develop healthy lungs and avoid things like asthma. And according to Dr. Carley, Rebecca Carley, who's been on the show, she says vaccines cause asthma in children. And the children vaccinated in the third world countries aren't getting the asthma because moms are breastfeeding them. So what can we conclude? Well, common sense says they want children to develop asthma, and they intend to ban breastfeeding or make it very difficult for you to continue with it. You know, we truly have some wicked, evil people in science and healthcare. We do. I can't hold it back anymore. I'm just saying it. Saying what a lot of people are thinking. I want to read you something here from Dr. Benjamin Rush. He said this, unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny privileges to others. The Constitution of the Republic should make a special privilege for medical freedoms as well as religious freedoms. Now, Dr. Benjamin Rush was a physician, a medical professor, a surgeon in the Continental Army. He represented Pennsylvania in Congress, and he was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. Yeah. He saw it coming. He did. So what's the remedy? Well, America has strayed from the simple and pure way of God. We've made our world complicated. However, the remedy need not be so complicated. We need to seek the Lord and ask for his help. And we need to collectively and sincerely pray for righteous men of God to be elected in positions of power in every state, territory, county, country, mountain, and molehill, in order for liberty to be reestablished. And there is power in prayer, and also fasting magnifies prayer. Now, I know some preachers are calling for a congregational prayer before the election, a few months before the election, but I say, why wait till then? Pray now and keep praying, because pray that the majority of people see who God wishes to take the office of president and to vote for that person. Pray that God will protect the voting process from fraud. Pray that the gates of America will be restored and for protection from our enemies. Pray that all Americans seek after the ways of the Lord and start hating the seven things God hates. And if you want to know what they are, you can look them up in Proverbs 6. And there is the beginning of knowledge. Fear the Lord and discover what he hates, and then don't do those things. That's knowledge. That's wisdom. And, you know, can we have our Philadelphia moment? Can we, as a nation? Well, can America be that diamond on the hill once again? Well, some would say that America, the American spirit is one of optimism, positive attitude, and the best is yet to come. Yes, we can have our Philadelphia moment and reclaim America if we pray and stop killing the unborn, using pornography and drugs and alcohol, and being an enemy of God, basically. And this is what America needs to repent of. And because in every God-fearing Christian in America, you have the Republic running, the Republic DNA running through your veins. Yes, you do. Because I tell you, I'm going to tell you what the true American spirit is. It is the light of truth, freedom, and Christian faith. And it is the godly light that attracts others from other countries, other corners of the earth, to America. So living life more abundantly is what Americans have enjoyed, blessed by God. But when Americans seek after American idol more than spending time in God's word, in prayer with God, this is why the blessings of God disappear. And this is when our enemy becomes our ruler. And real Americans, I mean those actually born in America or have become citizens, I'm not talking about photoshopped birth certificates, those that are real Americans have the Republic DNA running through their veins, and you know what? And they will defend a nation built on the liberty of God. They will. Reminds me of a quote in a movie called The Princess Bride that came out in 1987. It said, "We are men of action. Lies do not become us." This is true. We got to stop lying to ourselves. We got to get real. You got to be prepared for anything. You're to be the salt and the light, according to Matthew 5. You are to illuminate God's word. And salt is a preservative, and it preserves the word of God. And salt is also an irritant to the wicked. And this is your time, your opportunity to impress God. And great is he who trusts in the Lord. So rally your family, rally your friends, and those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, those that have godly wisdom. And you will need to be prepared because you now live in an enemy-occupied land. Draw near to God, and he will lead you through. Lean not on your own understanding, but on God's understanding, and he'll be your shield and buckler. That means your shield and sword. So you're going to need to be healthy to fight the good fight. So you want to take care of that temple of the Holy Spirit, boost your immune system, clear away toxins which weaken you and make you vulnerable to disease. Use God's herbs to accomplish this. Herbs are here for the service of man, Psalms 104. So you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and get a free product catalog. Check out the organ cleansing and immune boosting formulas there. Long shelf life on those products. And you will be amazed what you can do. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Toll-free 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Ooh, got to take a break, but more empowering news on the other side.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I love that stuff. Yeah, the big band. Awesome. Appreciate it. My medical engineer. We are going to be talking about kidney stones for a little bit here. A lot of people get those, and it's unnecessary. We can show you how you can skip all that discomfort. Kidney stones, pretty common urinary problem, all too common, really, in the United States. And you can expect about 10% of the U.S. population, that's 30 million of us, they're going to have a kidney stone problem, and a majority of them are going to be men. So males are 3 times more likely than women to develop these kidney stones, and once you get them, you're 40% more likely to keep getting them over the next 5 years, and you're 80% more likely to keep getting them over the next 25 years unless you make some changes. So we're going to show you what you can do. So what are your chances that you're going to have this problem? Some people are more prone to developing kidney stone than others. Some factors that increase your likelihood or your risk, basically going to be heredity, infections, medications you're on, metabolic malfunctions, and, of course, your diet. So it should also be noted that Caucasians more predisposed to develop the kidney stones than African Americans. So you're more likely to develop your kidney stones if you're between the ages of 20 and 40, and especially if you take thyroid hormones or loop diuretic medication. So how do the stones develop? Well, kidney stones are kind of these hard crystals, and they get separated from the urine, and they tend to accumulate in the inner lining of your kidney. And then the stone is forming, and it's made up of calcium, oxalate, and phosphate. So when we don't have the proper balance of chemicals in our urine to dissolve these elements, these stones are going to form. So what you eat is going to actually affect those chemicals and also the crystal content of the urine. So what should you basically eat to help prevent this high buildup of the calcium, the oxalate, and the phosphate in the urine? Well, it's pretty easy. You don't want to eat the Western diet. Countries that adopt Western ways of eating have tenfold increases in kidney stones. Let's talk about the types of kidney stones. Well, depending on your lifestyle and your family tree, you can develop specific types of kidney stones. The calcium kidney stone is the most common, and when the calcium is not used by the body, it gets flushed out into the urine. So if the calcium hangs around, it binds with other waste materials in the kidneys and forms this stone. Another kind of stone is the stone which is called a struvite stone, which contains magnesium and ammonia, which is a waste product. So these usually form after the urinary tract infection. So if you get those infections and your urine smells like ammonia, there you go, there's that waste product. So the uric acid stone is another one, and it's going to form if you have too much acid in your urine. So the rarest form, though, of kidney stone is the cysteine stone, which is a cysteine. It's an element that builds muscles and nerves, and it tends to build up in the urine and causes this cystinosis. Okay? So what are the symptoms? Well, you probably know what the major ones are. Most kidney stones can pass through the body undetected. You may not even notice it, but it is the bigger stones that we notice because they get stuck in the urinary tract or they block the flow of urine, which causes severe and persistent back and or side pain. Other symptoms will be blood in the urine, maybe some fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, cloudy urine, urine that has a bad odor, or if you have a burning sensation when you urinate. So your physician will want to do a complete medical history on you, maybe a physical exam, and maybe order some diagnostic procedures. You may be subjected to a series of x-rays or, they may x-ray the kidneys and the bladder area, and they may use a dye. They may inject that into your veins so they can see the study better. So the x-ray, they hope, will show any tumors, stones, or any other reasons that you have this malfunction. And, of course, there is the urine analysis that they can check for white and red blood cells in the urine and other chemical proteins. You know, if you got a lot of white blood cells, there's an infection. So you would probably also maybe get some blood taken. So they're going to jab you for that, and they're going to check for any unusual substances that may promote kidney stones. And you may even get a kidney renal ultrasound, just to kind of check to see if you have any stones or any stuck in the duct, what the size or diameter of the stone may be, or if you have a mass or a cyst. Well, let's talk about prevention, right? Nobody wants to go through this. Ounce of prevention, pound of cure. It's easier to do prevention rather than to cure yourself. Yeah, so let's do the prevention. The National Institute of Diabetes and Kidney Disease, guess what they recommend? They recommend that you drink water, more of it, 12 glasses a day to flush the kidney stones out. And they say the beverages of choice they would also recommend drinking is fruit juice, coffee, tea, and soda. No, no, no. No, no soda. Drugs that are to prevent calcium buildup are also prescribed. You want to be put on drug. But Dr. Stanley Goldfarb of the University of Pennsylvania Medical School, Philadelphia, he says, you just want to change your diet, and you can cut your risk in half. Yeah, I agree with him. The Mayo Clinic also agrees, and their taste test cases, they had 108 people, and they just simply changed their eating habits because these people were prone to kidney stones, and they drank more water, and none of them showed back up with kidney stones for 5 years. So there you go. So what are the dietary changes? Well, what kind of diet is recommended? Well, if you are prone to the kidney stones, people who cut back on all the red meats, which produce a lot of protein in the urine, they have fewer stones. Also, you want to cut that portion of meat when you do have it to maybe 2 or 4 ounces and just, you know, pile on the vegetables. You know, you eat more of them. Vegetarians have fewer stones, according to a study in Great Britain. And this study concluded that vegetable fiber was an antidote to kidney stones, mainly because it decreases the amount of calcium that is in the urine. Now, patients who went from vegetarian diets to eating meat increased the calcium in the urine and their risk of kidney stones. Also, a study out of Halifax, clinic in Camp Hill Medical Center, they found that those who ate more wheat or corn bran fiber tend to drop the calcium in the urine significantly and reduce the reoccurrence of kidney stones by 60%. And what about the Asians? And what do they do? Well, after World War II, the people of Japan, they started to eat more like us. They started that Western diet. So their cases of kidney stones tripled. A study that was done at Kaneki University in Osaka tested 370 patients, and those that drank more water and ate more vegetables with meats avoided large dinners and ate early in the evening before bed were 60% less likely to develop kidney stones. So interesting enough that it was the diet worked even if the patients had high calcium in their urine and were taking prescribed medications. So, you know, just more vegetables, more water, eat early in the evening seems to work better. There are some foods, too, that you want to avoid that tend to up your risk of getting the stones. The foods that are high in oxalate will produce more oxalate in the urine to create those stones. So foods like sweet potato, baked beans, blackberries, rhubarb, spinach, peanuts, tea, and chocolate all going to bump your risk up. You are probably wondering about reducing your animal calcium foods, such as your dairy. Yep, cutting back on this is not a bad idea, but severe calcium restriction will actually boost oxalate in the urine, thus causing stones. So if you're going to substitute dairy calcium, use your plant calcium for that. The key would be to get, you know, herbs and vegetables and fruits into the diet that have your calcium, so you can research that. Also, the doctors at Harvard School of Public Health, they conducted a large study over 4 years, and they found that men who ate calcium lowered their risk of stones by 34% over men who restricted their calcium intake. And the study revealed that calcium helps prevent oxalate from entering the blood and filtering through the kidneys. So the study also said that the calcium in natural foods did this a whole lot better than calcium in milk or even in calcium supplements. So if you want a list of foods with real calcium, let the folks at Apothecary Herbs know. They'll send it to you free of charge. They can email it or mail it to you. Also, there's some beverages. There are some beverages of choice. If you suffer from kidney stones, water and lots of it is good. You want to restrict the alcohol to moderate consumption because alcohol boosts the level of calcium, and you also want to dilute your citrus juice with a little bit more water because the sugar content will draw calcium out of the bones, see, and you get more stones. Other beverages are tea, hot chocolate, and a lot of soda. Do not do the lot of soda. These studies on these beverages recommend that you drink maybe 8 ounce glasses of water every 4 hours while you're awake if you tend to have this problem. There is some other assistance. In addition to cleaning up that lifestyle, there are some medicinal herbs that offer some assistance. Juniper berries have some oils that have been known to help dissolve kidney stones, and the juniper is excellent for disinfecting the urinary tract, your kidneys, and bladder of bacteria, yeast, and other microbes. You can look for juniper berries at Apothecary Herbs, and they also have, for a deeper, more comprehensive cleanse, they have the Kidney Bladder Cleanse Kit. So if you tend to have a persistent problem, I would go with that kit. If your doctor has told you that you have the makings of renal failure or you are in renal failure, you'll want to avoid juniper, and you'll want to get the herbal products that are juniper-free. And this year, Apothecary Herbs just added a kidney bladder cleanse kit without juniper in it. So you'll want to specify you want the juniper-free kit. And that way, because juniper sometimes, when your kidneys get weak, juniper can irritate them. So you want to be safe when you're doing any of your herbal products, and that's just the beginning. Research, make your own decisions. If you have questions, ask them, and then make some educated decisions out there. Also, if you're needing a little help with the calcium, again, we can send you that calcium food list, which is awesome. But if you want a plant-based liquid calcium as a supplement, they also have that at Apothecary Herbs. And you can call for a free product catalog. That toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., you would dial 803-746-0219. 803-746-0219. And of course, you can download the PDF version of the catalog on the website at thepowerherbs.com if you don't want to wait for a hard copy to be mailed to you. Okay, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about some hormone issues. Because lately you'll be hearing lots of ads for, you know, diet stuff that addresses hormone issues so you can lose weight. So we're going to talk about some hormones. Experts are saying that we live in a hormone imbalance, man-made 20th century illness time in history. Apparently, hormone issues were not that big a deal until now. Now, they further say that our exposure to high levels of synthetic estrogen and our hormone-rich diet, you know, they're pumping up the hormones in the foods and, you know, the animals, they're part of the problem for our hormones getting out of balance. Men as young as 40 years of age are experiencing some hormone imbalance, which they didn't before. More men and younger men are experiencing prostate illness. Yep. And we have about 50% of the male population over the age of 50 with prostate disease. And the male hormones interact with each other and are the basis of healthy or unhealthy hormone balance in men. So in the male body, there is this relationship between the testes, testosterone, and their brain that's in the pituitary gland. All connected in the male body. So the male endocrine system basically decreases the amount of hormones that it makes after a man reaches 55 years of age. So the testes, they will deal with making testosterone. The pituitary is going to deal with making human growth hormone. The adrenal glands handle some other hormones, some steroid hormones, androsterone. And by the age of 80, most men, most of their male hormone levels have decreased to what is known as pre-puberty levels. So andropause is the male version of menopause, where there is a hormone imbalance with the lack of testosterone. Now, health experts have identified male hormone imbalance as a stealth epidemic. So is there a way to reverse the problem, restore the hormone function, the balance? Well, we're going to find out. What are some of the symptoms if you think you have problems with the hormones? Some of the symptoms of the male hormone imbalance are just as devastating as menopause is for women. Men can experience bone loss because of the testosterone, the estrogen hormone, which helps to build bone, is reduced. Also, erectile dysfunction can occur when there is an interference with testosterone. There's low levels of it, and the muscle contraction is not working, and also the brain receptors aren't getting enough of the hormone. Memory loss can also occur due to the low levels of testosterone, and the brain receptors are not getting adequate hormones then. And mood swings also can affect the men when there is an imbalance. Aggression, they can be apathetic, they can get depressed, they can be irritable, they can develop an inability to cope with everyday things, little things, they can feel stressed when just one of their hormones gets out of whack. Mm-hmm. Now, also, breast enlargement can result, and you're at greater risk of this if you have a few extra pounds around the abdomen. Now, the fat enzymes tend to convert testosterone to estrogen, and that will enlarge the breast. And men worry about the weight gain, too, just like us women. So high levels of cortisol, that adrenal cortex and stress hormone, create havoc on the blood sugar levels and prompt a sugar craving, and of course you know the rest of it, right? Prostate enlargement is also part of this problem with the hormonal imbalance, and there's also an increased risk in stroke and even osteoporosis. So it can be a domino effect if you don't get that balance back in line. So what are the risks? Well, if you get high cortisol, the adrenal cortex hormone, if you get high levels of that, it can interfere with the testosterone's ability to build bone, and then you get the weak and brittle bones. Now, our exposure to chemicals like petrochemicals can cause higher levels of the estrogen in the body, which can adversely affect the endocrine system. Artificial estrogen will enter the body through the diet from the environment. And for instance, you know, grains such as your wheat, your rice, lentils, and even dairy products, your milk and eggs, and meats also deliver a lot of these hormones because of the animal husbandry area. They're treating the animals with a lot of these hormones unless you go strictly organic or raise it yourself. Now, petrochemical products which introduce synthetic estrogen are going to be your prescription drugs, herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and other environmental pollutants. This includes household pest sprays, mosquito and cockroaches, and I would say I would also include termite treatments on your house. Yep. Very, very, very stressful for the glandular system, and your glands make hormones. Okay, so foods and hormones, let's look at that. There are certain foods that contain nutrition to help the male body manufacture and increase hormone levels. These foods are going to be coconut oil, which helps regulate fat to prevent an interference in hormone production, broccoli, which contains indinol, which is a photochemical to help with estrogen and testosterone balance, garlic, which helps to regulate the cortisol and the testosterone, and also meat, like your beef and your lamb, they're going to contain high amounts of zinc, and that helps the body to manufacture hormones. Now, what about soy? Well, soy-rich foods contain diacinogen, which converts to natural testosterone in the body, but you don't want to overdo the soy, and you've got to be real careful not to get genetically modified soy. Now, our bodies can synthesize from natural testosterone to other natural steroids that it needs to help balance the endocrine system, and this improves the communication between the endocrine organs and helps men feel more in control, more stable, and have a feeling of renewed vitality. So let's see, diets high in fiber also decrease the amount of circulating estrogens in the body. So you will also balance estrogen better by eating vegetables such as kale, collard greens, mustard greens, cabbage, and turnips. And men seem to do well when getting a natural plant source of calcium and by including sesame seeds and almonds into their diet. Other foods that are recommended are going to be natural iodine that you can find in foods like seaweed, also in Celtic sea salt, beetroot, wheatgrass, and black walnut. So what's your plan of attack if you think you've got a problem with the hormones? Well, the main problem is hormones. The hormone system's out of balance. Just needs a little balancing. You're going to need to balance that endocrine system. So how do you do that? How do you balance a hormone endocrine system? Well, you use herbs that are specifically made by God to refortify that starving system. You refortify it with the nutrition that is in herbs. It helps to cleanse away impurities that are hindering or bogging down the hormone manufacturing center, and also gives them the nutrition to help make hormones. So it's not a hormone replacement, it's nutrition to help the body do what it's supposed to. So your strategy really is to cleanse and nourish the system, and it's going to balance and heal itself. Okay? So you're going to need some ginkgo, some oat straw, some comfrey root, mullein herb, some Celtic sea salt, American ginseng, Siberian ginseng, sarsaparilla, saw palmetto, and carmenon. So where are you going to find all that? Wait. Just wait for it. You know how to deal with this problem now. So it's time you get busy. So what you can do is really easy. Apothecary Herbs has put cleanse kit together to help balance the system. It's called the Male Cleanse Package. You can check that out online. They do have the Male Cleanse Package, and they have male hormone formula. They do have the Celtic Sea Salt. They do have the calcium formula if you think you need a little bit more there. And, of course, they do have a lot of the seaweed in that body food mix, which is awesome. It's a vitamin mix. And they have black walnut. So you do have tools. You have options. You have information. And you can power up the body with God's nutrition to help it balance and do what it's supposed to. So you can check out all that on their website at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call, get a free product catalog. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219. And by the way, if you have left a message like the end of January, the beginning of February for a catalog or for a callback and you did not receive either, we had some phone issues. We had a phone attendant go down, and we lost all those messages. We apologize. So do call back or get online and request your catalog. And we'll get to you. We apologize for that. Server went down. The backup server went down. I mean, you know, what can go wrong will, right? And so do get back in touch with Apothecary Herbs, and they'll send out the information or the products that you need. Also, don't forget, next Tuesday, Dr. Carly is going to be our guest, so she'll be with us. And then March 1st, John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group is going to be our guest. He's going to be showing us some natural ways to improve vision, macular degeneration, nearsightedness, farsightedness, astigmatisms, you name it. Great kit, by the way, that they do have. He travels and does seminars, but he also sells kits. I got one. I'm working on it. It's a work in progress, but you can see the improvement because you have an eye chart and you can check your progress, so it's really very good. I am layering it with the eyewash formula. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make that. So I'm kind of hedging my bets a little bit and using that detox formula for the eye itself, bathing the eye in some herbs. God's got good herbs, what can I say? So got to see what we can do there and hopefully get out of these glasses here that I'm in. Yep, I've been looking forward to that. goodness, you know, I'm almost out of time, but you know what? You don't want to go anywhere because right here on American Voice Radio, coming up next is Cover's Call with Pastor Mike Hoover, so you don't want to miss that. And if you have any topics you want me to cover on the show, send me an email or give me a call at Apothecary Herbs, and I will try to work that into the show. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.